This is Glenn Houser with World of Radio 1902. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded October 31st, Alaska, Algeria, Argentina, Australia, Bolivia, Brazil, Chile, China, Cuba, Germany, India, Indonesia, Iran, International Vacuum, Japan, Korea South, Kurdistan, North America, Peru, Philippines, Romania, Sikkim, Solomon Islands, Somaliland, Spain, Thailand, Turkey, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Among the new frequencies for the B-17 season, which started October 29th, some apply to the Algerian relays, still via France, as they don't have their own shortwave transmitters ready quite yet. 6105 is now scheduled between 05 and 07 UT, causing adjacent channel interference mutually with Cuba in English on 6100. I heard them October 30th at 0612 going into Koran. Another problem for them, Ivo Ivanov reports, is 7315, which is scheduled from 19 to 20 UT. However, so is the Radio Taiwan International Relay in French via the UAE. Very same frequency, very same hour. Ron Howard in California says, for many years, 4835 was the frequency for ABC Alice Springs Northern Territory, but that was shut down early this year and is now extinct. Craig Allen, owner and operator of the low-powered Aussie radio that has been on 5045, now has the use of 4835. He says, I was able to acquire this frequency off the government. It seems the only other shortwave station on the frequency is All India Radio Gangtok Sikkim, scheduled at 01 to 0415 UT and 1030 until 1600. I think it's a shame that they should both be on that frequency. Why not give Sikkim a chance? There are plenty of other frequencies that Aussie Radio could use, including the one they've already been using, 5045. What's wrong with that? Ron says that went off the air September 7th, but recently it has been reactivated. Brian Powell near Sydney says Aussie Radio back testing Friday, October 27th on 5045 at 0619 UT with classic hits and music of the 80s, a nice clear S7 signal. And Ron Howard has also been logging 5045 Aussie Radio, October 29th, playing the Waltzing Matilda interval signal, which used to be on Radio Australia, noted several times between 11:30 and 13:59, also October 30th, close to being semi-readable between 1200 and 1210. And October 31st, heard between 11:40 and 12:43. But on this date, during an hour of non-stop listening, Waltzing Matilda was not heard once. Ian, in New South Wales, says Craig still has his allocations of 2350 and 5050 for the Northern Territory site, but these were registered earlier. Radio Mosochaski in Cochabamba, Bolivia, 3310 is reported signing on at 0901 UT October 29th, says Brandon Jordan in Tennessee, although the transmitter came on 6 minutes earlier with a carrier. Andy in Music and Talks, and it was improving slightly toward sunrise at the transmitter at 0947. And in the NASPA flash sheet, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin was hearing the same station October 26th, from 0252 in Quechua, with a call-in ID, and it went off at 0300. Ron Howard has been monitoring NBC Bougainville, 3325, and the other Papua New Guinea station, Mundang, on 3260, just before they sign off. On October 26th, 3325 went off at 1157, and 3260 at 1202. While on October 29th, 3325 cut off at 1147 and 3260 at 1205. Radio Voz Missionaria in Brazil has been way off frequency from nominal 9665. It had been just a bit below 9666, But October 27th at 2347, I found it even higher, on 9666.13. And strangely enough, at 2359, it mentioned another Brazilian station, Radio Marumbi. Then on October 30th, there was no signal at all from Voz Missionaria around 9665 or 6. When I checked, October 30th at 2357, all of the other off-frequency Brazilians on the band were coming in as usual. Chris Malinsky in Maryland, besides keeping watch on North American pirates, has been going after pirates in deep South America. Here's what he tells me on October 25th. I may have Radio Triunfal Evangelica in Chile on 5824.913, very weak carrier. RCW in Chile told me they were on the air at this time, 2327, while Radio Compañía Worldwide was on earlier around 2310 with a weak carrier on 6925.113, and also a weak carrier from Lupo Radio in Argentina on 6973.030. No audio tonight, he says, although they were SIO 333 at times the previous night. However, a bit later at 2343, he was hearing some music from Lupo Radio above 6973. Ron Howard says on October 30th at 1337, for many years, China Business Radio, CNR2, had sole possession of 6155, but no longer. Today, very strong interference from an un-ID station. However, by the next day, Rob Wagner in Australia identified it as KNLS Alaska, signing on at 1300 in Mandarin, instead of 9655, now on 6155. Not a very good frequency choice. As usual, the Cuban jammers are slow to catch up with seasonal frequency changes of Radio Marti, although they are hardly secret. They're always on only two frequencies at once, although Cuba jams three or four at a time, it seems, including ones that haven't been used for years. Extracted from HFCC, here's the current Radio Marti shortwave schedule. It's continuous, but I'll just give the start time on each frequency. Here's one stream starting at midnight, 6030, at 12, 7435, 14, 13820, at 20, 9565. And the other one makes a lot of changes during the day. Although there are only two frequencies, more than two transmitters are involved, since we hear some overlaps with the open carrier tune-ups. From midnight UT, 7435, 01, 7365, 02, back to 7435, 03, 7435 on a different antenna, 07, 5980, 11, 5980 with antenna change, 13, 11930, 14, 11930, 22 on new 7375, and 23, 7435. Alan Gale in the UK says October 30th, the new station on 6160 from Germany is starting to sound a lot more like a proper radio station now, with feature story news kicking it off at 1400 GMT, followed by the Mark Stafford on Shortwave show, and lots of announcements as 6160 AM, but not mentioning whether that is its new name or just a jingle, coming in very well in northwest England with a nice selection of music. They're scheduled for two-hour segments on 6160, more or less alternating with 3975 from the same transmitter. Filed under Germany, but I'm not so sure now. October 29th at 1814, I was hearing DRM noise from 15785, plus or minus 5 kilohertz. I figured it would be some major station such as Romania, but the only thing listed on this frequency is Bit Express, which is a 100-watt non-directional experimental station in Erlangen, Germany, which could be running 24 hours, which I never expected to hear, and still would not if it's only 100 watts compared to this signal. Kai Ludwig explains, good luck in finding out what it was. Bit Express itself no longer exists. The new Funklust project focuses on content. No word about such technical experiments at a website. The transmitter should be in the responsibility of Fraunhofer IIS. Again, nothing about it at their website. So I leave anything else to others to explain. Anyhow, check 15785 for anything in DRM, if you can identify it. I heard it at 1814. As I mentioned last week, the final shortwave broadcast in English from Deutsche Welle was October 28th until 17 UT on the five frequencies it had been using. I was able to hear the last few minutes on 15290 and 15315 via France and 21780 via Ascension. At the end, there was not a word to thank faithful shortwave listeners for decades of audience, the end of another era. Of course, DW blew off its North American shortwave listeners in English many years before, so they obviously quit caring about us long ago. Mick Delmidge in Alberta was also listening and checked just in case the following day, October 29th at 1600, and yes, nothing heard on those frequencies. Sad to see another station off shortwave in English. He says not only was I a monitor for them for many years, but they were also one of the first stations I heard back in 1972. Does anyone remember Larry Wayne, one of those hosts on the North America service back then? Yes, indeed. I remember Larry. He was a great host. Then Mick wrote to Deutsche Welle and received this reply from Andreas Schulz of Kunden Service, CRM. You're absolutely right. English and French are no longer on shortwave. Both languages will only be available in FM in Africa. Sorry to tell you this, but this decision was made by our management. Ken Zicke in Michigan, who has a satellite dish, says, on a more positive note, DW in Saudi Arabia and many others do still broadcast on free-to-air satellite, most with both audio, radio service, and TV. DW TV in English can be found 24/7 in most of North America on the SES-3 satellite at 103 West. Any MPEG-2 compliant FTA receiver will get them if your dish is capable of C-band reception. Joe's Jacob says there's been only one change for B-17 concerning all India radio in English. The 2245 two-hour broadcast has added 9705 via Panaji Goa. Tony Ashar in West Java found something on Facebook from RRI Palangkaraya, Indonesia. An employee there said, schedule info for shortwave 3325 in the morning, 5 to 8 Western Indonesian time, and evening from 16 to 24. Currently improvements in lightning connection. RBL off, so on the air with a regular studio computer. The rainfall in central Kalimantan is quite high, thank God, not the thick haze of smoke. Anyhow, those times converted to UT are 22 to 01 and 09 to 17. There is a serious situation between Iran and the BBC. The BBC website says BBC files urgent complaint to UN on behalf of Persian staff. This was filed to the UN Special Rapporteur on the Promotion and Protection of the Right to Freedom of Opinion and Expression on behalf of the staff of the BBC Persian Service. Also sent to his equivalent in Iran, the appeal comes after the Iranian authorities initiated a criminal investigation into 152 BBC Persian staff, former staff and contributors, for, quote, conspiracy against national security, unquote, in Iran and abroad. A subsequent court order freezes the assets of BBC Persian staff, meaning they cannot inherit family assets, and preventing them and their families from selling assets like property or even cars in Iran. This is a deprivation of human rights, which is against the Iranian constitution. This is an unprecedented collective punishment of journalists who are simply doing their jobs. Thanks to Hans-Jörg Biener and Mike Cooper for forwarding reports about this. The websites of WRN World Radio Network are now up and running and updated under Babcock, but you can still reach them by going to WRN.org. Tony Rosenzweig, who is especially interested in Israeli broadcasts, say they are now carrying a full hour of Israeli news, live at 18 UT and also at 05, and half an hour at midnight 30. That's on the North American service. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1902. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Joe Caberlin of Chester, Nova Scotia, who says, thank you for many hours of good broadcasts. He sent a contribution to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Via Wolfgang Buechel, here's the new B-17 schedule of half hours in English from NHK World Radio Japan. None of them intended for North America, but we can overhear some of them. At 056155 via Austria and 9770 via France. At 11825 via Singapore. At 14 11925 via Palau and 9560 via Uzbekistan. At 18 11800 via South Africa. At 19309485 via Vatican, and 9625 the only one direct from Japan. Ron Howard went looking for a new frequency from Seabreeze Shokaze from Japan to North Korea about abductions. On the first day of the new season, October 29th, it was gone from 6040, where they had been for some weeks on the 13 to 14 UT broadcast, including English on Thursdays. He was not hearing any jamming either, and could not find a replacement frequency on the band. However, the new one turns out to be 7410 for the 13 broadcast. Hiroshi explains why. This is the frequency of the powerhouse China Radio International in Japanese, so it'll be difficult to make out much, if anything, from Shokaze. A sad situation. They made the same mistake last year. Hard to believe they did it again. Alan Rowe in England says, there's only one change to KBS World Radio, South Korea in English for B-17. At 14 to 17 UT, it's moved from 9785 to 9630. But Ivo Ivanov says that is bad frequency selection, since China National Radio Program 17 in Kazakh is also on 9630 during those hours. And yet another head-on collision, Ivo Ivanov has noted, and we can only hope that these will be resolved by one or both stations changing frequency as soon as possible. 12 to 15 UT on 7520. It's Dengue Kurdistania via Armenia. But during the same 3 hours, 12 to 15, there is National Unity Radio, the clandestine for North Korea from Tajikistan. If you could hear my alarm beeping then, that was a reminder to pause and confirm that last week's World of Radio was still appearing on WRMI Tuesday at 20:30, much stronger here on 11580 than 9455. I won't go into detail, but a very active pirate lately in the North American early evenings has been Clever Name Radio, usually on 6935 USB, sometimes 6940. Here's a Peruvian which has reactivated and made a frequency change. Radio Huanta 2000 had been varying about 4747, as last reported in September, but now it's heard slightly above 4764. So far, all I'm getting is a barely audible carrier, but it correlates with other reports. At 2344 UT, for instance, on October 26th, about 4764. Dave Volko in Pennsylvania had reported it October 24th at 2320 past 2340, and it was identified by DXer Don Moore, who's currently visiting Peru, going to Airbnb residences. And also reported on 4764.04 by Brandon Jordan in Tennessee, October 29th at midnight 47. With a lively song and a DJ talking over with the 1000 ID. It went off the air in mid-song at 27 seconds past midnight 57. Fair signal with barely audible CODAR interference. And Brandon Jordan also reports from Peru, 4810 Radio Logos, October 29th, signing on at 15 seconds past 0900 with a full ID. As mentioned last week, I figured my monitoring of Radio Chasqui Peru on 5980, with its sign-off slipping a few seconds later each night in the middle of the 2300 UT hour, would be blocked in B17 by Radio Romania International's English hour, also on 5980. Well, it is on there, but contrary to its own scheduling, this transmission from Romania is in DRM. You might think this would be even worse, but in fact, since there's no carrier in the middle of it, I've still been able to detect the carrier from Peru, despite the noise from Romania. If RRI were also in AM, it would be harder to differentiate them, and who knows, maybe they'll go back to AM if that's a mistake, broadcasting in DRM, but it's not the only case of some of their transmissions not matching the schedules. Anyhow, as of October 30th, Chasqui was cutting off at 50 and a half seconds past 23:33. Ron Howard found that one of the three frequencies for Radio Pilipinas, English broadcast starting at 0200, has changed. 12010 replaced by 17700, as heard October 31st. The other two being weaker, 15640 and 17820. As I was just saying about Romania, Alan Rowe notes that RRI was heard October 29th at 0735 with an unscheduled broadcast in English on 11660. It does not match in any way their old A17 or new B17 schedule. Furthermore, Jean-Michel Aubier in France says it was heard at 06 to 630 in Spanish instead of scheduled French on 7360, 11790, and 13730. And furthermore, Jean-Michel says, from October 29th, RRI has an experimental broadcast in Hebrew on shortwave on Sundays only from 1705 until 1800 on 7375 and 9790, according to their website, if we can believe that. Manuel Mendez in Spain was hearing Solomon Islands on its day frequency much later than usual, October 29th. From 0553 until it went off at 0717, they extended because of a live soccer match. Also being heard by Ron Howard in California, and he says on that occasion that they were not on the air as usual before 0500 on 9545. Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, reports hearing Voice of the People of Somaliland via Madagascar, October 29th, week to fare on 9600 at 1900 to 1930, but no longer hearing the 15 UT broadcast on 11945. Spain has made its usual changes to 9690 for North America, starting as early as 15 UT on Saturdays and Sundays, October 29th. I found, as expected, it was barely audible at the outset. By 1800, it was still not as strong as the frequency aimed in exactly the opposite direction away from us, 15500. The B17 frequency for iRadio EYE for South Sudan, transmitted from France at 16 to 19 UT, has changed from 17730 to 15250. It's in Arabic and English, says Ivo Ivanov. I found Radio Thailand, English to North America, starting at midnight UT on the expected new winter frequency, 13745, replacing 15590. On October 30th, unfortunately, it's only 5 kHz away from a much stronger Cuban transmitter. I've confirmed Voice of Turkey to North America, retimed to 23 UT in English, on 5960. Sometimes they forget to turn off the transmitter, and you can hear a bit of German starting at midnight UT. If this should happen on a UT Sunday, it will collide with the mighty KBC, which is staying on 5960 for its weekly broadcast. Via shortwave radiogram, a notice from ARRL, which you may want to look up to read the whole thing. Elements of the Department of Defense will conduct a communications interoperability training exercise November 4th, 5th, and 6th, simulating a very bad day scenario. Ham radio and Mars organizations will take part. A designated DOD headquarters entity will request county-by-county status reports for the 3,143 U.S. counties and equivalents. The military station on the East Coast and Fort Huachuca, Arizona HF will conduct a high-power broadcast on 5330.5 on Saturday from 03 to 03:15 UT. Do they mean UT Saturday or local Saturday? They don't say. And new this year will be an informational broadcast on Sunday at 16 to 16:15 UT on 13483.5 USB. I frequently tune across the Heifer Beacon Band, 10 kilohertz either side of 13560, trying to hear some extremely weak CWIDs repeated. I have been hearing K6FRC from California, this time around 1416 UT as on October 26th. And I've heard a new one for me on the other side, 13556, October 27th at 1349. The ID is just two letters sent over and over about 11 times per minute, WV, which means West Virginia, where it's located in the town of Richwood. Mike Cooper reports October 29th, after several weeks where all reporting stations were missing, now New York Radio Volmet seems to have been off the air for the past week. I found no notices to airmen indicating it is out of service or decommissioned. Perhaps this is the latest instance of a station being taken off the air to see if anyone notices. The frequencies concerned, which I've also started checking out and, again, not hearing any trace of New York Radio, but instead Gander, which is still active from 20 and 50 minutes past each hour for 10 minutes. The frequency had been shared with New York the rest of the hour. Those frequencies are 13270, 10051, 6604, and 3485. So what's become of New York Radio? Paul S. in Connecticut reminds us that a few years ago they showed up on a strange new frequency, exactly 2,000 kilohertz USB. Could they be back there now? Well, not that I can hear. Most of North America returns to standard time on Sunday, November 5th. This causes one-hour scheduling changes on many U.S. shortwave stations, even though they're intended for abroad, including World of Radio times. All our times on WBCQ shift 1 UT hour later. That is 04 UT Monday on 5130, 22 UT Wednesday on 7490, midnight 30 UT Monday through Saturday, except on Saturdays at 2230 on 9330. On WRMI, we expect the usual situation to be that the programming on 9955 does shift one UT hour later, but their other frequencies stay at the same UT as before. So the World of Radio times there will be Monday at 0430 and Wednesday at 1415. On Hamburger Local Radio, our times have already shifted one UT hour later. Saturday at 0730 on 6190, at 1530 on 7265, and Sunday 1130, 9485. The propagation outer from Boulder, G2 moderate storms November 9th, with ANK indices peaking at 40 and 6. Solar flux dropping from 75 November 1st to 70 November 4th through 13th, and creeping up to 75 by November 19th. And that's World of Radio 1902. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.